Q&A, find answers to your questions. What should I do if my friends have different standards from mine? Some ideas to consider. 1. Remember that your friends are children of God, so treat them with respect and kindness. 2. Ask about their personal standards, and then explain yours and why you choose to stick to them. 3. Find common interests and activities that are consistent with your standards. 4. When you need to choose a different activity, politely decline an invitation to join in. Note: responses are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine.
Responses from New Era readers. Be respectful. Most of my friends are not LDS. Sometimes I struggle with my faith when I talk about it to them, but I pray to Heavenly Father to give me strength for them to understand my faith. I love them and still respect them, even though they might have different standards from what mine might be. Love, respect, and understanding are the key for a good friend relationship. Brandy D., 19, Maine, USA.
Let your light shine. It's okay to have friends who have different standards from yours, but what isn't okay is if you let them influence you to do wrong. Instead, let your light so shine that you might be the one to influence them. Stand firm in the church's standards, because the trends of the world change, but the standards of the Lord are unchanging. Trisha Z., age 17, Philippines.
Be kind. You should be kind. As long as they know your standards, you should be able to have a good relationship with your friends. Mackenzie B., 15, Montana, USA.
Ask for help. True friends will love and respect you and your standards. If your friends don't approve, ask Heavenly Father to help you choose the right friends who will honor your beliefs. Kaya S., 12, England.
Treat them like any other friend. You should treat them with respect like you would any other friend. But you have to be mindful that you don't participate in any activities with them that might be against your standards. If they do try to persuade you, tell them why you make different choices. If they keep trying to persuade you, then you might need to associate with other people. Ben B., age 15, Georgia, USA.
Is it okay when people call church leaders by just their last names? We should use church leaders' titles as a basic sign of respect for them and their callings, as well as for the Lord who gives them their authority. Though you may feel familiar with them because you love their messages, using their title shows the Lord how you feel about His priesthood. President Russell M. Nelson has taught, priesthood titles are not created by man, neither are they for adornment, nor do they express mastership. They denote appointment to service in the work of the Lord. Titles pertaining to the holy priesthood deserve our utmost care and respect. Each member of the First Presidency is addressed and spoken of as President. The preferred title for one of the 12 is Elder or Brother. Of course, this also applies to women who serve. We should call them Sister. As President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency, has taught, whoever functions in an office or calling received from one who holds priesthood keys exercises priesthood authority in performing her or his assigned duties. April 2014, General Conference. Tell us what you think. How do I strengthen my testimony by bearing it when I have such a hard time being in front of people? Send your answer and photo by April 15, 2018. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.